This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. If you're living together while you're living off workers' comp, your workers' comp may bite the dust. Dallas was killed while working for a Pennsylvania township, and his wife was awarded workers' comp benefits. Agents of the workers' comp board began watching her and discovered she'd bought a home with a man named Stephen. They also interviewed her doctor, who disclosed her entire gynecological history, including when she used birth control pills and when she didn't, and the fact that she and Stephen were thinking about having a child. The law not only allows the state to follow widows around, but to terminate benefits for living in sin. Pennsylvania law says if any dependent of a deceased dies or remarries, becomes capable of self-support, or is living in a meretricious relationship, the board may order termination of compensation. One judge dissented, outraged over the use of the word meretricious and at the breach of confidentiality of the doctor-patient relationship. But the majority ruled, and the moral to this story is, live chaste or be chaste. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.